Zimmy.
As a youngster, Charles Zimmy wanted to become a great athlete. He was rugged and healthy, but he was clumsy and became the laughing stock among other youngsters when he attempted to play football, basketball, baseball with them. In spite of all this, Charles Zimmy continued to hope that he would make good in some sport. One day, he suffered a serious accident, recovered, and now more than ever, he was determined to make a place for himself in the sports world. He became a swimmer, and surprisingly enough, he turned out to be a good swimmer. But he wanted to be more than good. He wanted to be great. Since he seemed to have a knack for long-distance swimming, he concentrated on that. As a long-distance swimmer, the fame that eluded him for so long finally came. He began to make headlines, and one day, the sports pages carried the startling story that Charles Zimmy had established an endurance record by swimming 81 hours. A year later, in Hawaii, he set a new record by swimming 100 hours. Charles Zimmy was now famous, but there was one more thing he wanted to do, one more new record he wanted to set, something no other human could do. He wanted to swim farther than anyone alive. To accomplish this, he announced he would swim the Hudson River from Albany to New York City. His friends tried to dissuade him from this incredible attempt, but Zimmy said he would do it. And so, one morning, with thousands lining the banks of the Hudson, Charles Zimmy entered the water at Albany to begin his endurance swim to New York City. To the amazement of an entire nation, hungry, tired, weary, and sleepy, Charles Zimmy completed the grueling swim from Albany to New York, a distance of 147 miles. A man who had been a sad failure in other sports became world famous as the greatest long-distance swimmer. His failure in other sports had served only to spur Charles Zimmy on. But that's not the most amazing part of the story. The Charles Zimmy who turned from other sports to swimming after his accident, the Charles Zimmy who swam from Albany to New York City 147 miles, that same young man was a cripple. He had no legs.